95.7 The Game.
You taught me a line. He was telling on himself.
Yeah.
Or you told on it yourself.
Yeah.
I told I told
my hate, but that is.
I told on myself, and only one person caught it on the YouTube chat, and it's this. My youngest daughter in soccer was tough.
Yeah,
she was competitive. She was gritty.
Yeah.
She was
Draymond, sound like.
And I couldn't stand that it felt like she got penalized for that.
Oh, man.
So, of course, people are like, well, that's who Draymond is. Now. You don't like him? Yeah. Let me tell you a little story. The great coach Al McGuire.
Oh, man. Yeah. He was so great on the telecast, Channel 4.
Marquette University.
Gosh.
Al McGuire had a son who played on the team. His name, I'm going to make it up. It was Alfie.
Toby?
Was it really? No. Al McGuire had a son, Alfie. And he played point guard, and there was another point guard on the team named Jeff.
Okay.
And Alfie started for about 10 games, and Jeff came off the bench, and Jeff thought he was better than Alfie, and Jeff said, Coach, can I talk to you? Al McGuire said, sure. And Jeff said, I think you're treating me unfairly. I should be starting. I'm as good as your son. And Al McGuire said, but I love my son, so you have to be better.
That's a bar.
And that's why.
That's a bar.
That's why it's okay for my daughter to be physical, but not Draymond Green.
Well, you never had anything bad. We've all loved Draymond's physicality. It's his microphone game we get mad at.
Yeah, it's a lot of
ability. His inability to self-analyze.
It's a potpourri.
But you know what? Ask me what I'm thinking about.
What are you thinking right now,
my guy Chucky? That's my guy. I guess he thought I was doing the reverse race. Like, I wasn't playing the race car with this. And Priest, as knowledgeable as he was, he still, that's why I was trying to jump in, Stoney, he still didn't tell us what he thought about should Caitlin do what Evan said Angel's not doing as well, which was brought to my attention. She's getting hard fouled too, and she's not getting up Billy Badass.
Yeah, I didn't interpret it that way. Let's go to Ray. Ray's in San Francisco. Ray. Hey, Ray, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. It's been a while since I called. It's good to hear you guys. Look, I just wanted to say, I think it's that, because all your other callers and you guys have pretty much said everything I was going to say, but I think it's that hype beast, that media train, and that spotlight. Like you're one caller who said, Kennedy Clark is getting her 5 minutes of fame by hitting Caitlin Clark. Kennedy Clark, she's a fourth pick overall out of Texas in 2020. Everybody know her. This dude don't. These new NBA, these new WNBA fans don't know the game. They made Caitlin Clark America's sweetheart. Those WNBA girls haven't. You know, and you can't call Angel Reese a bully. She's a rookie. A rookie can't bully nobody. That's between them two. Angel Reese is not a rookie. She over there taking lumps and just trying to play hard like everybody else. And that's between them two, her jumping off the bench and all that other stuff. And Kennedy, her body check wasn't even that bad. And don't nobody on this phone who watch basketball don't know that Clark is a flopper. That hip check wasn't even that bad. She just fell over, building on that hype beast, trying to get that call. And so, you know, I think Guru fell for it a little bit. But one of the biggest knocks in the WNBA is they're too physical. That's why the game is ugly. The girls always falling down because they're too physical. And it's always been that way. And if you're even a casual fan, you'll know the NBA is physical. So all these new friends and these new fans that's all about this Caitlin Clark story and just got the spotlight on her, they need to educate themselves and know what the WNBA is about. And it ain't the NBA. It's the WNBA. This is, you know, vegetarian burgers supposed to taste like vegetarian, not hamburgers. This is a whole different thing. So Guru has to show me clips of when the girls do get up and go buck wild on people. He got to show me clips when the teammates do rush over and help girls that got hit hard. Because in the NBA games, WNBA games I watch, they don't do that. This ain't the NBA.
So you're saying nothing to see here with me saying she's got to stand up for yourself. You're saying it's not egregious. It's par for the course.
It's a flagrant foul. And she don't get hit no harder than anybody else doing that league.
Well,
you just fell for the I love Caitlin Clark hype. And she's just another rookie in the hard-ass WNBA. And she's going to take her lumps. And at the end of the season, when she's done her part and she's got some respect, I bet you will see some more of her barking back and getting in people's faces. But she's a rookie. Let's not forget that. Rookies are rookies.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Stoddy, call the police. I got hit with a couple strays, I believe. But to that point, I don't love Caitlin Clark any more than I love Angel Reese and Brink in L.A. Like, you know, I'm new to the game. I'm excited. But from what I've seen,
you know what?
And me
then
being
keep
on social
media. Your mouth shut and listen.
Hey, I said what I said, but being on social media, I wish I had Angel Reese's phone number now. If what everybody's saying happened,
it's a little creepy.
What Evan said about her getting the other Alyssa girl just dogging her and getting thrown out, I can admit, Angel, you're right now. I see where you're coming. That didn't make the realms like Caitlin's have. And now I can see why Steiny foul? Why the foul on Steiny making the rounds? And I'm getting hit upside the head, and it's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm okay. Now moving forward, I'm like, okay.
Well, I learned that today. I mean, for me, I'm not a hardcore WNBA fan. So I never said, oh, Caitlin Clark's getting targeted, because I had no idea what to weigh it against. And so the only thing I could weigh it against was when guys go at rookies in the NBA. And
I'll say this.
Maybe that's all that's going on.
I'll say this. They did to all the professionals out there. And is the new trendy word, Evan, is to say the W, not the WNBA?
Yeah, that's not, it's not new, though.
You just say W?
And Priest.
That's what everyone says, yeah, okay. The W.
Yeah, it's the W.
Look at, shout out to Hotel.
Boy, but he is new to this sport.
I like it. Steiny. Oh, go ahead.
I mean,
no,
it sounds to me like the last game you watched, you were watching 6-on-6. You know, the women used to play 6-on-6. Two of the women on each team could not cross half court. That was the original women's basketball.
What are we talking about? Yeah, seriously.
Quite a ways back.
Oh, okay. But I don't feel like...
Quite a ways back.
I wouldn't have wanted to say that. Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to say... Go ahead.
Let's go to Hex in the city. Hey, Hex, how you doing?
I forgot. He made me forget with the 6-on-6. Damn it.
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I just want to tell you guys a quick story because, I totally relate to the idea of going after people, but I had a friend who played a long time ago at the beginning was the ABA for a few years. And he was a guard. And he was getting pushed around as a rookie and in his second year. And he finally decided that he needed to establish himself. And so he looked around the league and he picked out somebody that he thought he could take. And he went up in one game and he roughed up this guy. And the guy turned around and knocked him out because the guy was a Golden Glove champion. And you know, so the point of the story is, you know, he figured out he is not going to be able to go and bully people. There's certain people in the league who can do that. But, you know, you got to, you know, Caitlin Clark, I look around the WNBA. I don't think Caitlin's ever going to be able to go up and establish herself or get very much in people's faces. I think she's going to be more like Curry.
Yeah, although, you know, in fairness, Curry got a lot bigger during his career, and she, like, that's what happens from 20 years old to 28 years old. You completely fill out your body.
But
she's weak, like most rookies
said,
in men's basketball or women's basketball.
But, Steiny, I'm not, to the caller's point, I'm not advocating violence or being Lou Ferrigno to go, well, when you go confront who fouled you, how's it going to go down? It's not about that. It's a mindset. And the first person I think about is Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge went up against Tree Rollins, giving up about 200 pounds. He didn't care. It was, you knew if you mess with Danny or he took it the wrong way, Stoney, it was going to be something. And that's all I'm saying. You can send messages without actually fighting and getting down.
Or picking out a Gold Glove boxer.
Well, yeah, you want to be smart about that.
I mean, seriously, out of every player, I feel bad for the guy. Out of everybody in the league, that's the one?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you.
You got to do your homework.
I got to tell you.
What you got? The 6-on-6?
No. This is why I'm old, but it's also why I have too much useless information.
Get to it.
Perry McDonald. Now, here's where you go, Perry McDonald.
Yeah, I was like, I'm doing it with Perry McDonald.
Perry McDonald.
Is?
Does anybody remember Perry McDonald?
This guy is such a D.
Perry McDonald.
Perry McDonald. Remember Perry McDonald?
No, I don't.
I remember.
Perry Ellis, he was an All-American.
The Louisville.
If I remember correctly.
Never nervous, purvis.
And this is where maybe, I don't know if it'll be the good memory or the memory from the car accident that where I got every detail wrong. Perry McDonald played for Georgetown University in the mid-80s. I want to say he was left-handed. And I want to say he was a Golden Glove boxer.
All right.
I might be wrong. But this show is about saying what comes into your head.
Two-time state Golden Gloves champ.
Two-time.
Yes! Yes!
Oh. Yeah, go back to fall.
Yeah, Perry McDonald.
But what about him?
Well, that's the point. When the guy was telling the story about it, he picked out the Golden Gloves, I was like, I wonder if it was Perry McDonald.
Oh, God.
But it wasn't, because the ABA was not in existence in 85.
Yeah.
I also found this information in 4 minutes. I feel like this guy could have asked around before picking on a dude that slugged people for a living.
And he had to look like he had. You can look at somebody and know if they got hands or not, Evan. It blew up in my face a few times, but you kind of can tell.
Well, see, this is interesting because I
play pickup in some of the toughest parts of the Bay, man.
Well, then,
if you're smart, and played the full court hoop game.
Goo, if you're smart, you assume everybody can throw hands. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but sometimes you got to just, you don't care. It's going to pop off.
Yeah, we're also not 6'4 like Goose. So
6'5 when I'm tipsy.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to be a little more strategic.
He's more like 6'3 because he's leaning over.
Yeah, when you're down
swaying
here.
Swaying a little bit.
I don't know if I like that one. Oh, man. The W. That's what I'm referring to. I got to tell
Pops. You're learning a lot today.
We all call the W. I told you I spent the $34.99. That's the package.
Well, use it.
But what I don't like about all this, let's reverse real quick.
Okay.
There was a report last week that they're losing like $50 million, the league as a whole. And I'm thinking like it's more healthy. But now with all this, the eyeballs from all the young ladies coming into the league, like what's going on?
Well, okay. Like what
I didn't like hearing that for the greater good of the league, which I thought is like about to take off.
Well, it is. That's the point. Like the WNBA is not. It's either not made money or it's made marginal money, and they're gonna do a TV deal like they did
that's
in the past.
Be, okay,
and
a better TV deal and bigger.
Of course. That's what we're headed to. We're headed toward. It's not gonna happen overnight, but I mean the Connecticut Sun. In that opener against the Indiana Fever, the Connecticut Sun are not, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're a middling franchise. They played at, the Mohegans?
They're 12-1.
Well, okay. That makes my point even better. Were they great last year?
Yeah.
But anyway, they played at the Mohegan Sun Center, I believe, which is in central Connecticut.
All right.
And even last year, if they were good, like they apparently were, I think they only averaged 3,500 fans.
Okay.
For game one, when Caitlin Clark was going, they had to move the game.
Right, that's how I remember
and
hearing
they
that.
Played in front of 17,000. So, like, she's going to start making, making more money. They are going to start getting more exposure.
And the college game, Juju, your girl, I know she's only about to be a sophomore, but
don't get her.
Evan,
don't get her on the Valkyries or you're going to see a fanboy.
I can't wait. Evan, don't laugh. I'm asking you because you're the, well, you play college, but he played the most recent. Can the young ladies declare early in college hoop or no? That, how does that work?
I think it's the
Gotta believe it's the same.
Okay. It's the same, right. Yeah.
So we ain't seeing her. The Valkyrie have no action at her at Juju.
Yeah, they do. Why not?
Well, it's 2025. I thought she's a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Well, if she comes out. Oh, I thought you meant they.
Well, no. That's what I was asking. Because she come out early. Well, maybe,
yeah, she might. Who knows?
Is she allowed to?
I mean, I got to believe she can do whatever she wants. I mean, what if somebody overseas was offering her $250,000? She has to stay at USC? I think she can do. I could be wrong, but I'm.
Could you imagine if she was on the team of that caliber?
You want her or do you want Buckers?
So this is.
Yeah. I'll get back to you.
That's a one.
Beckers.
The WNBA, quote, requires players to be at least 22.
Oh, my gosh.
To have completed their college eligibility.
Oh, man.
The Valkyries aren't getting. Well, you know
well,
what?
It's over then.
No, they weren't getting it. You know, when they bring in an expansion team, the expansion team does not get the number one pick. They get like the seventh pick. It's kind of a joke.
I don't like that.
But Juju's not going to be in the draft next year.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Time to start the tank.
The point is
the tank.
Maybe the inaugural Valkyrie. How old is she?
Well, she was a freshman last year.
But she still does. She need to be 22. If you know, like, how old's Beckers?
Who's a baller?
Maybe we'll go for Beckers.
Juju's 18.
Oh boy,
dude!
You got to be kidding me. She's got to wait 4 years to play in the WNBA.
That is my man. And then what about what
somebody
you just
get
said?
The WNBA? David Stern.
How does the expansion team get the seventh pick? You got to get number one.
When the Vancouver Grizzlies came into the league, they got the seventh pick, and they took Bryant Reeves. Because I'll tell you why. It's unfair to give some new team the number. What if there would have been an expansion team this year in I was going to say Memphis. There is one there. Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, they get Wembanyama?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be fair since your team is not assembled?
That's exactly right. Assemble a team and get back to us.
Throw us a bone. We'll start building around.
Wembanyama is a dinosaur of bone. Yeah. Bones dinosaur. He's huge.
Yeah, the Spurs really deserve him.
They're going to be better when they get Chris Paul.
There's a hot take. Spurs are going to get better with Wemby.
Oh,
Chris Paul the
play
second.
The fence thing on the Warriors. That I'm going to listen to that on the way home. They are not done, man.
So I take it, and I didn't make it clear. You don't know how old Beckers is?
She's 22.
Oh, see? Oh, so she's going to have.
Yeah.
What year is she?
Hopefully she falls. This is her last year. Yeah. She tore her ACL.
I know. You hate to see it. Oh, man. They're not going to get either. Or by the time they get Juju, it's.
I'm telling you, they're
too far.
The Valkyries got. It's going to be an event.
Yeah, there have already is. Yeah, 13,000 is the number I hear.
We actually met one of the future season ticket holders on Friday at the ship. Remember, because I was wearing my Valkyries gear. There was someone at the other side of the bar wearing their Valkyries gear, and they placed down a deposit.
Yeah.
I know you remember this vividly, so I just had to remind you.
Steiny, we're not almost again. He wore his Valkyrie gear.
It was white with purple.
Yeah.
He wears it a lot?
No, it was him and me doing the show.
Well, I've seen him in it, so that means he wears it a lot.
And he went to get coffee during the break. You know, I never go out, but since I was, you know, in here, I was like, I will. But I went to give him dap because we were having such great time. He dapped me back. So he shouldn't have dapped me back. And then all I heard was, oh, no. And Stoney, I said, you know what? I didn't send you the 20. Cash app, but I felt like take that bad boy 20? To the cleaners.
That's a $50 sweatshirt.
Oh, stop.
That was nice.
It was super nice. But 20 to get the little stain out. It was on me. But why did he dap me back?
I gave you the elbow. I didn't give you the knock.
But you know, I'm hitting home runs, Donnie, so I was a little strong.
You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about myself. And the minute I have one little coffee stain, I did that on purpose. Like one little coffee stain on a white shirt. Night-night.
Night-night, go to the cleaners, you mean?
No, they're
You're
just gone.
Stuff out?
Then they become an in-house T-shirt.
That's wasteful.
That is. Not. I wear it inside.
Or take it to the Goodwill. I do that a lot.
Well, that's step three. All right. Step one is outdoor shirt, T-shirt. Step two is becomes an indoor / sleeping T-shirt. And then step three is Goodwill.
Wow.
I cannot wear a shirt with the stain on it. It's really weird.
Well, yeah, because it's a symbol of it's not clean. That's why you go. That's why you don't wear. That's your shocking to no dust, Donnie. But yeah, you got to go get that thing taken. I felt so bad for Evan Sweater, but he's got it rectified. That thing is clean.
Great cash, homie.
Oh God! And the double whammy is, of course, I only wear white T-shirts.
People say it's Donnie balling if you throwing garments out like that.
They're T-shirts. They're $18 T-shirts.
And you belong to a club.
Oh my!
Remember you got the shirt sent to you.
That's for my. Like more of a casual. That was, oh my God, that was funny. Yeah.
Next question.
Oh, I know. I got two things written down here. We didn't get into, okay, Angel Reese, we didn't get into this at all. And you know what? Barkley. Charles Barkley retiring. That stinks.
Can I tell you why and where I'm at on it?
Sure.
Because I feel like he's family. And I've told you guys over and over how I felt about when we found out that this was a possibility that that show might be going away. But we're talking about the great Charles Barkley. What if I told you, Evan, and the listeners, I don't care right now because we got a whole NBA season of them to come, Stoney. So there's no, I can't get melancholy, you know? Like, you know, Chuck, as we get closer to the day.
I get that.
But. I can't get sad now.
I get it.
And he said he ain't going nowhere.
I get it.
But he's got all day to change his mind on that.
He does. I just love the way he did it. I love
he's
Barkley.
He's incredible, man.
I love Charles Barkley. I just do.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, yeah. Dude, when he was a rookie.
No, people, I love him all
year. Get the waterfall ready. That's the Philadelphia 76ers, his rookie year. They used to train at Franklin and Marshall College.
Oh, stop. Wow, man.
They would. You know how some teams used to go to training
Lakers
camp to
would
Hawaii?
Go to Hawaii. Lakers.
Right, yeah, yeah. Back in the day, the Philadelphia 76ers would go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania for training camp. And you know why? To get away from distractions. That's where I went to college, a place with nothing going on, essentially. So anyway, no, they would.
Now, that's dope.
They'd be at Franklin and Marshall College for a week, and I was on the basketball team, so we got to work the practices. Like, I stood with a mop.
So, Billy Cunningham, you met?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bobby Jones.
When you say met, I met Barkley and Leon Wood. Remember Leon Wood? He became an official. Went to Fullerton State. He was actually drafted in the same draft as Charles Barkley. They both came in as rookies.
Wow. No, I didn't know that he had that background. I was thinking Leon Poe from the town.
Yeah. So anyway, what did you say?
How many minutes do we have for me to tell you guys a quick story that started the argument on Father's Day?
I think it's got to be in the two shirt.
We have enough.
Oh, we do?
So, Milan, my daughter, went to North Carolina A&T.
Yes, she
She's did. Born, raised in Sacramento. I'm from the Bay. She went to school and told us over dinner, because we had family from everywhere, nobody knows where Sacramento is. In college, I say I'm from the Bay. I jumped up like, yeah, you're from the Bay. Her mom got so mad.
Oh.
And I said, because I still got the 510, I said, your dad's from the Bay. You can claim that counts. And it started. The mom was, Evan, you're out on. Evan, can she?
Other side.
Fascinating.
Pops is from the Bay. Papa's immune. You're from the Bay.
Ting. What's coming up next is 10 minutes on this at least, and probably going to leak over into the crossover. Everything sponsored from now on is sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
Steiny, you're more like me than you think you are.
Hey!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let me reset because this one is tricky. Guru has a daughter that...
Milan.
Milan, who attends North Carolina A&T University in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And she came home... and said, nobody in North Carolina has heard of Sacramento. Now, Guru has a residence in Sacramento and also a residence in the Bay.
Yeah, in Union City, the Union.
At his dad's, with his dad. He's a family man. So you take it from here.
So we have company of my nieces and my cousins from Dallas and my aunt Staphylene. They were here. So we're eating. It looks like eight is enough. We're having a real... there you go. And some of my nieces go to Howard and some go to Purdue.
Can we get the drop?
Purdue. So they were all... We're all listening to the youngsters talk about college. So my daughter, who I thought I this never came up, they were talking about... My daughter just came out of nowhere, was quiet. She goes, I just say I'm from the Bay because nobody knows where Sacramento is. And I jumped up because I knew her mom, who almost spit her food out, like, Milan. Like, it hurt her.
Oh.
And I said, no, her daddy is from the Bay. Pops is from we're from the Union. So I said, Milan, you say Bay or do you say, she said Union City. I say the Bay.
Yeah.
I said, I hugged her. And the wife is still lightweight mad at her.
Oh, no.
But that's a good bucket.
That is a good bucket. And I'll tell you what, well, let me, she ever sleep over it?
All the time. She stayed there some months for summer, you know?
That's a good basket.
No doubt.
That's a good basket.
Well, however.
There was some stuff.
Whoa.
No, my only question is, are you saying you're from Union City? Because I would argue more people have heard of Sacramento than have heard of Union City. And that's no disrespect.
She's saying the Bay.
Yeah, she's saying the Bay, Evan.
She's saying the Bay.
Yeah. And I get where you're going.
But even then, they go, oh, where in the Bay?
Yeah.
Then does she say Oakland?
She doubles down.
Yeah, no,
she Oakland. Doubles down she and says Union City.
And she said as much.
I said,
that's a good bucket to me.
It is. I think it's okay. Now,
her mama
on the home front with Mia,
her mama
we
is
may
hurt.
Have an issue.
Yeah. Like, she couldn't and she explained it. I said, yeah, I'm from the Bay.
This has so many implications.
Baby, and I hugged her. You can use it.
I mean, I'm feeling more sorry for Sacramento than Mia.
Yeah. Hey, I was happy. And the mom was mad that I was happy. Like, you can use it.
Well, she's probably safe, though, because, however, the issue is when you run into someone that's actually from the Bay Area.
And every day.
And
you're
then
right.
They pull your car.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
In college, I went to the College of the West Coast. There's a guy who's like, yeah, you know, I'm from the Bay Area. I said, oh, where? Tell me.
Yeah.
And he goes, Elk Grove.
See, that's Evan. Yeah. And I told Milan this. Baby,
I have my rules.
A lot
for that.
Of people, Sacramento's growing. They know Sac now, so you'd have been fine. But she said the Bay, and
I mean, I have my rules for that. And my rule is, if somebody asks me where I'm from out here, I'll say outside Philadelphia. But if I know I'm talking to somebody from Pennsylvania, it's Reading, PA.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
It's about 45 minutes away from Philadelphia, but nobody's heard of it.
Yeah, and growing up in Union City like I did, Stoney, pimp players and hustlers, businessmen.
Sure.
We had some friends that would succumb to pressure and say, where you from? You know, we'd be somewhere, Oakland. You ain't from, the Union. But we knew I couldn't ride with you if you didn't rep the Union. Like, you gotta love your home.
I will say this.
So that's where Evan was going, where somebody will pull your card. You out here telling people you from the city or
it
Oakland,
was wrong.
And you from the Union. Embrace it.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes I'm back east, and say he's visiting from the West Coast. Oh, where do you live? I say
Hayward,
Oakland, California.
And they
that's where
know,
I live.
Yeah, that's home of the Black Panthers.
And then a lot of times they go, really? And I'm like, yeah, great city. What's your point? Oh. Because some people have a negative perception. Of it.
Yeah. Yeah, Piedmont, you know.
I'm not in Piedmont.
I wouldn't mind, though.
Trust me, my daughter would have been a Highlander, not a dragon.
Bishop O'Dowd.
I'm happy with
that. We didn't even talk JJ. Well, because I'm telling my life stories.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah, no. Everything's good in my hood.
Oh.
Did you hear the story I told on Monday?
All right. Right, gotcha. JJ Redick.
What about him?
I had no problem with the hire. Steve Kerr got this. Well, he was, I don't know if Steve Kerr's stint as a GM in Phoenix helped him, but he was a player. He did it. Jay Kidd, Brian Shaw. I just want to find out what Sam Cassell did to piss the teams off to where he can't even get an interview.
Why don't you go ask Patrick Ewing?
I remember you, What about black hey, cards, Donnie? I'm for real, man. I like fairness. Patrick Ewing was on the bench for 18 years, and all he could get was a job at Georgetown. No shade at Georgetown. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'd say
Hoya Destroya.
Great, great. Let's give the NBA GMs credit for not hiring Patrick Ewing.
Well, Sam Cassell on line one.
Well, Sam Cassell, I'm on United Airlines. You know he's a representative of Zenny, like George Kittle? Did you know that?
After you brought it to our attention, I didn't know before.
I'm repeating myself?
Yeah, you told us this.
Oh, boy.
But what does that mean? He doesn't have too much stuff going on.
I mean, honestly, it tells me that his reputation's intact. No, honestly, it tells me like there's nothing going on where you can't hire Sam Cassell. Why? Because well, he's a Zenny spokesman.
Loco Moco, here comes Mark Jackson from Goo. Nope, I didn't retire that.
Sam Cassell just got a ring.
Yeah. But it ain't. Yeah, he did.
He's part of the Celtics staff.
Oh.
You didn't see him up on the sideline?
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you, I was mad at you in Evan.
I'm
last
an indicator of this thing, too. I didn't watch all the playoffs.
And
I didn't watch all the
I was just
finals.
My phone blew up, and we were on the text thread. Evan was like, this is one of the most boring finals. And I'm like, guys, and the internet.
It was.
49er Frankie, I knew he was calling. My Uncle Lynn, that's why when you see a good game or good series, you hang on to that. That's okay. Why I go down the YouTube rabbit hole for because they don't come around often. When the finals started, Evan, all I wanted was clarity. Who was going to be the last team standing? We got that. Were they the greatest of games? No.
They were terrible. Like, well, it's okay to say the series stunk.
But, see, I can't go there.
Why?
Friday night, game three in Dallas, that was a pretty close game.
Oh.
Jaylen Brown, I think he earned MVP of the finals in that game. But
1 out of 5.
But what are you looking for? 140, 139?
I'm looking for competitiveness. I'd like to think you get a little competitiveness in the finals.
But didn't we find out real quick that Boston was so dominant from a team standpoint that was all we were going to get out of that.
Well, of those two teams, yes. But
okay.
But I mean, what comes to mind now is, I wonder if Minnesota would have matched up any better against the Boston
that
Celtics.
That happens to me every year, and Evan got me mad this year.
What about
year
Denver?
Because I said, well, what about Denver and Miami? Yeah. He goes, "Goo, those were close games." Well, you got a point. But I just like it because you know,
as opposed to if the Celtics won in 7 games and it came down to a buzzer beater.
Well, then you guys, all the people would be happy about the series lived up to its.
And the Celtics would still be champion, and they'd be no less a champion. You can say the series started.
Finals this week, eh?
It's terrible.
Broadcast had something to do with it, too.
Well, Reddick's gone now. Mark Jackson, bring him back.
Layoff.
Reddick's gone.
I think the layoff also didn't help any.
You might be right there.
I mean, when's game 6? I know, there's not a game 6 tonight.
Well, boy.
Thank you. Coming up on the other side is it's the crossover with Dibs and Willard.
Time for the legal. And let people talk. Let's not talk over each other.
He's right.
Yeah.
When he's right, he's right. Our goal today for the crossover is to not talk over one another. Because
do we need to present, you know, like in class,
boss,
like
the
like
boss told us
there's a
problem.
Talking stick
we used to have a tennis ball
there's a football in there.
There is a football.
We're gonna see.
You gotta catch it
if the staff can follow directions, because the boss said you guys are talking over each other, nobody likes
he
it.
He said it a little differently than that.
So what's coming up next on the game is less talking over each other, and it's sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking, no compromises.